Monday, 10th of February, 97.
Welcome to you once again, and a very warm welcome for us all.
Good evening.
Good evening. And thank you again for being with us. I'm sure you're pleased to know that apart from the little one, that there's a full meeting at last.
Yes, it is good to see you all together once more.
We are very pleased that it is so, that we hope that all the sicknesses have now gone.
I cannot say that, but we will have more meetings that are full with you all.
That's very nice to hear. Thank you.
I would say to you all this time that I am sure you are aware how much you have grown since we first met.
Yes, I think everybody is aware of that. Anybody not? We'll take the silence as affirmation that everybody is aware.
I would say to you only this, that you can be pleased with yourselves, because the interaction of your positive thinking with your daily lives is now beginning to show itself to you all. I am sure you are aware of these happenings within your daily living.
Yes, I am speaking for myself. I am. Everybody else had awareness of that?
Yes.
Again, has anybody not had that awareness? Thank you.
So, when I say be pleased with yourselves, I do not want you to think of this as being self-pride, but to think rather that you are growing spiritually, and for that reason be pleased. You understand?
Yes, we are pleased with what has been achieved, and we take this opportunity of thanking you for what you have done for us in that connection.
I say to you only this time, before we have some questions, let me say that you all are growing at such a rate that we can envisage much good work more quickly than at first we thought.
That also is very, very nice to hear. And we are all, I'm sure, grateful for you telling us.
Now, can we have your questions, please?
Yes. If I might begin again, I have one. It does bear on spiritual development. We have a lady who, as I'm sure you're aware, gives time on Sunday evenings for investigative sittings, and she has been doing excellent work. But on the last two occasions, She has had no communication from your side at all. I think it is because she has been unwell and has not yet fully recovered. She is a little concerned that it might be something she is doing or not doing. If you can give her some reassurance, I would be very grateful to pass it on.
I believe this question has arisen before.
You're quite right, it has.
Yes.
Some time ago.
Yes. Let me say only this. In water you term development, there are many aspects of work used with one individual.
Yes.
And of course, physical well-being is one aspect of this. But it should not make too much difference, provided the mental attitude remains solid. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
It is not so important that the physical being is well, but that the mental, the mind, that part which belongs to the spiritual aspect remains intact.
Yes, she still wishes to continue to work.
She will. We will not allow her to go from the work now that it has started.
Thank you. I told her that you wouldn't allow it.
We do not wait for you to allow you to wander.
No.
We know some do, but then there are different and varying degrees of development.
Of course.
Let me say this to you. Tell her to allow her mind to be free from worrying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is a mental block, not that we cannot use her. She needs to free the mind from these concerns.
I see.
Of course, too, I have to tell you that the communication will not always take place.
No.
If conditions are not right from our side of life.
Yes, I had explained that to her, that with my own good lady, there were times when we had absolutely blank evenings, and that we came to accept as being necessary for some reason which we did not know, but which we accepted.
Yes. And that is how it must be. You must give yourself willingly and in love to be used for communication.
Mm-hmm.
I would say to her to relax and allow things to take their natural course. She will be used. Of course she will.
Yes.
But I have to say, you understand and know full well that to do communicative work, you need to be sensitive.
Right.
But this also can have a negative effect upon physical thinking.
Yes.
You see, it is like two parts of a being. You need the sensitivity to have the communication, but sometimes the sensitivity blocks what is necessary.
Yes, quite.
Can you understand?
I do understand, and I have tried myself to explain this to others in the past. It is very difficult to put it into words, to give a full understanding to the person listening.
Again, we come back through what I have told you in the past times, always there is positive and negative.
Mm-hmm.
One cannot exist without the other.
Right.
And you must see this in all aspects of your living.
Mm-hmm.
This is why at this time she feels she is doing something wrong. I suppose you could say, in the true sense of the word, that indeed she is blocking, but not from any physical thing that her mind creates.
Yeah.
She is creating obstacles where none exist.
Mm-hmm. I will try and explain that to her.
I would say to you, tell her that those who are round and about will continue to work with her to give more time to quietness. She does not give enough time to this.
I thank you for that, because that was my concern too, that she is trying to cram too much into her life.
You, all of you who live upon this earth, have busy lives. We know and we understand. But if you wish to communicate with us on a level which is good and necessary, then you must allow us time to work with you.
Of course.
If you do not, that does not mean to say communication will not continue, but in allowing us with you in those quiet moments, we are, shall I say, grooming you for much better work.
Thank you very much indeed.
Could I just ask how much...
May I just finish this?
Sorry.
I wanted to ask that question for the benefit, too, of those who are here developing, so that in future, if a similar thing occurs, they won't worry about it, but will accept it for the necessity that it is on occasions.
That is why I say devote some time to the quiet moments, because in those times, if there is no words of communication, you can feel the blending of spirit with us.
Yes.
Then the knowledge is sure within yourselves that communication is still with you. You understand?
Yes, we do. Thank you very, very much for the very lengthy description, which is extremely useful to us all. Who was it wasn't a question?
I was just curious to know if there was a good amount of time to give for sitting in silence. Various people say different things, from 10 minutes, half an hour.
Judge thyself.
Yes, let me say this to you, dear friend. It needs but a few moments of quietness for us to make connection with you. What is desirable is not a length of time, as you know, but regular time. Each day of your living. That is more desirable than minutes of your clock.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Be guided by your own knowledge, your own feelings of what is right for you.
Thank you.
You see, you cannot say, and I know of water, you say, that people will try to guide you. Let me say this to you. When you make communication with those of us from our side of life, that communication is personal to you only, and no other being. You understand? Therefore, how can one say that you need 5 minutes when those who are coming to you may wish, may desire to use you for much longer? It may be moments, it may be minutes, it may, in some cases, depending on development, it may be hours. And then we begin to speak of those people who go into silence as part of their daily living. You understand?
Yes.
Be guided by yourself and those who come to you. After all, we are more aware of time, of you as individuals, of that spiritual aspect of you which you give out. You understand?
Yes.
So I say to you, do not listen to others, but do what you know must be done. All I would say is that each part of your daily living should be devoted to some quietness.
I might add to that, there's a poem, Mark.
Well,
think of sincerity of purpose rather than period of time. And 2 minutes of utter sincerity is worth more than half an hour of fiddling around. Right, so now, before I grab the center stage again, does anybody ask a question they would like to ask Sandamit? No, right, well I'll continue on our previous discussion, if I may, Sandamit, about thought. I think we are gradually beginning to realize the power of thought, but there are still things which confuse us. And this came to my mind at our last Wednesday meeting, when two ladies from your world, who had been very interested in horses when on earth, were pleased to tell us that they still have their horses, and to their delight, are able to ride them in the sea because the sea is quite warm. Now that led me to thinking that if that rider thought the sea was warm and somebody else thought it was cold, how would those thoughts conflict, or is one thought pattern stronger than another? Would it overplay another one so that one who thought it was cold found it wasn't cold? You understand what I mean?
I understand, dear friend. Let me say, there cannot be interference in another's thought pattern.
No.
Firstly, I must make that plain to you.
This is what puzzled me. I didn't think there could be.
Let us, for example, take each one within this room. If each one of you was to send a thought out to me, would there be one stronger than another? What do you think?
But I would have thought that each would arrive independently.
No, we have to discuss this thought belongs to the same energy pattern. Mm. I do believe you understand this now.
Yes, we accept that.
But in the same manner that you have, say, the rays from the sun, does each individual ray interfere with each other? No, it does not. It reaches where it expands to. It reaches the target without interference from each other. It is all the same energy. It is the same energy pattern, but the lines do not cross, if you like.
No.
So, let us return to your question. If you have two people with two different thought patterns, to them that thought is actuality at that particular time.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
So one can think the sea is warm, the other can think the sea is cold. It is the power of the thought. It does not affect the sea as such.
I was going to come to that.
You understand.
Yes, so it is the thought which is giving the feeling of warmth or cold.
It is each individualized thought pattern which creates the situation at that time.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't alter their surroundings at all in which they are.
Would not affect the energy pattern of the sea.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yes, I had come to that conclusion. That must be so. But I wanted confirmation because I was only presuming that.
That has to be. You have to remember that each individual thought is a personalized energy.
Yes.
You may all within this room be thinking about, shall we say, an object, but your thought patterns will all be different to some degree.
Of course.
But that does not change the structure of the object.
No.
Do you follow?
Yes, to simplify that a little, if we all go on holiday to the same place, our reactions to that place in each individual are quite different. And we come back and give different descriptions and retain different feelings. But that hasn't altered the holiday place to which we went. Yes. It is still the same.
Yes.
So the same would apply in the thought patterns in your world.
That is a simplistic way of explaining it to you.
Right.
Of course, we can go much deeper in detail, but at this particular time in our evolvement, shall I say, that explanation should suffice.
Yes, that will have to suffice for us at the moment because it's all that we can sensibly understand.
Yes.
But in thinking about this, and I don't expect you to comment on this at this stage, I was then thinking that there must be beings in your world who have the power to alter the surroundings, if that was necessary, by their own extremely powerful thought patterns.
I would say to you, and I do wish to comment at this stage, that no individual being within our world can alter what is always there. We cannot alter the eternal energy pattern which exists.
You can't.
What we can do is create thoughts. We can influence the thoughts of others, but we cannot change. We cannot change what has always been.
I see.
You understand?
Yes.
Of course, there are us in my world who have thought power, if you like to use that word, who have the power to influence the thought patterns of others, if it be necessary for the good of that individual.
Of course, that I would understand, yes.
But we cannot change the eternal energy which, after all, we belong to and from which we come.
But you can use products of that energy, I imagine, and I refer now to something I heard a long time ago, that certain people have responsibility for building your halls of learning, halls of healing, and so on, and they create the translucent blocks from which these buildings apparently are made.
Yes.
And erect them by thought.
But you see, dear friend, those who are within that creative work are not changing the energy.
No.
They are using what is available to them.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not changing the structure of that.
No, they are using the energy to create another form.
They are using the energy for thought patterns, shall I say. We are speaking about difficult topics here. But I say to you, keep in mind that the living energy, which is what you term God, or the creative force, cannot be altered. It has always been, and it always will be.
I see.
But I understand your questions. It can be utilized, but not changed.
Yeah, that's a better description, of course.
Yes.
Just as we can utilize it here, in the physical sense.
It is perhaps apt at this moment in time to compare it with, say, your radio waves, where they have been adapted for human use in order that you may hear.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
But you have not altered that energy pattern. You have used it to create sound.
Of course.
Does that make it a little more simple?
Yes, in one way, because that would bring us to another question, that the particular wave which is producing the sound we hear, does it in itself contain that sound, or is it silent until we convert it by our machinery or radio set? I'm not expecting you to answer this now. It's too complex altogether.
Yes, it is complex, but I always try to simplify.
Yes, please do.
All energy, the living energy of which I speak, is not only filled with color and sound, but many, many energies of which you are not aware on this earthly plane. Each section of energy which is utilized can be used in many ways. The energy that is used on radio waves is a light energy.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, I do.
it is complex in its structure, but the sound which comes from the light wave is inherent within that energy.
So it exists even though we are not aware of it.
Always exists, but it needs to be utilized to produce the sound.
I see.
You understand?
Yes.
Remember, I am simplifying all of these questions.
I'm glad you do, because that's the only way we can understand it.
It is a complex subject when we are speaking of the very core of existence.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes, indeed.
But I hope that has been helpful to you.
Yes, to me and to everybody else, I hope.
And now, as I take my leave from you this time, to allow another to speak, I will say to you that the next time when we have full meeting, I will bring to you someone of interest. I promised you some time ago, but it should be a full meeting for the benefit of you all.
Thank you very much indeed. We look forward to that.
Oh, my blessings go with you all. And I thank you for listening to me this time.
We thank you for all you've told us tonight. And we all send our love with you. God bless you also.
End of February, the 10th meeting.